The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, it, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Oh.
Do you guys mind if we get intimate this episode? Do you mind if we have just the girls?
Is it okay? Would you hold it against us if we just talked a little between Just the two of us.
This is The Bald and the Beautiful. I am Trixie Mattel.
And I'm Katya.
And we are two balds. Today we are absent beautifuls. We have no beautifuls
no
here.
No beautifuls here. They were here. Now they are not. It's just a couple of balds.
Just a reminder, this is probably, I don't know how many weeks in, but if you haven't subscribed yet, we are here every single week. Because of COVID, we film them, we record them in my house.
Yeah, we certainly do.
And what's the tea, girl? Shall we talk about some of the trials and the tribulations?
Yeah, listen. The beauty of... I want to talk about the beauty of simple, everyday values.
Sure. This is... I mean, I will say, if we're being vulnerable...
Oh, always we are.
I think I'm a very healthy person, spiritually, emotionally.
But not physically?
Yes, of course.
Okay.
Look at the material.
You have been looking very slim, trim, and fit.
Thank you. Yeah. But I have had really no COVID fatigue until recently.
Okay.
And I have been feeling, I don't want to use the word depressed, a little sometimes
down,
at night. Like
down in the dump?
Just like, like how long?
Right, of course.
How long is this going to come?
Well, it's like Jackie Beat said on online the other day. She's like, listen, if you are feeling anxious, that's normal.
Yes, I've had to keep telling myself, like, I'm a very happy person. I'm never that sad. And I've been like, yeah, this is a good test of your human spirit. If you weren't feeling a little something, you might have something wrong with
you. You're probably doing a little something wrong. Hello.
Preach. Preach.
Well, you know, I'm
at a point where when I see people being unsafe, I don't think I would care if it wouldn't make me feel like if we don't all do the most to get through this, we're going to be stuck in it longer.
Mary, you know what I think immediately? I think about, let's take a look back at the last 9 months.
9 months.
Of not working, not going out, of our lives and careers screeching to a halt, maintaining, I mean, pretty strict stay-at-home orders, and then...
We live in a world where
For what? So that you can go to Puerto Vallarta or to go to Mexico to a gay resort.
Puerto Vallarta, which is located in West Virginia.
Listen, it's 2 hours away.
It's 2 hours away.
I don't understand it. I know you know, the Drag Race girls have done it, certain notables.
But they are dropping a bucket.
Dropping a bucket, bitch. I know so many people.
The only reason the Drag Race girls get the most tread is because they're celebs.
Notable figures, yeah.
But the ratio is 1 to 1,000 of the number of, like, your Caucasian gay neighbor who went. Do you know what I mean?
I don't fucking get it. I mean, I'm legitimately at a loss. Like, I understand every form of bad behavior. Sometimes intimately.
Yeah. But if, like, anybody's understanding of
self-destruction and law-breaking.
Law-breaking, deteriorating health.
Going against the grain and going against your best interest.
Going against the CDC. With some of your practices.
Flipping the bird in the face of mortality. I get it. This I don't get. I understand.
We're in a world where you and I have yet to even enter the soundstage and sit on a couch and talk. Like, we're still shooting Netflix from home.
We only now have been able to negotiate shooting in the same room, just the two of us.
Just the two of us.
We
can make it if we try.
But in the end, with stringent COVID regulations, of course, testing and yada, yada, yada. Yeah. Not putting anybody else at risk. Thank you. I don't get the... What is it over there that is so promising? A circuit party? Are you that basic?
Jesus. Can I just say something controversial?
Have a secret party here. Have a secret party here. Invite 12 of your gay fucking faggot friends and fuck each other in one room. Don't tell anybody about it.
I don't want to be homophobic.
I wish you would.
And I don't want to be racist against the whites. I wish you would.
Not possible.
Yeah, I wish you would.
Not possible.
But I used to work circuit parties.
Okay.
The type of men that go to circuit parties regularly. Uh-huh. It's not the cream of the crop intellectually.
Yeah.
It's not the cream of the crop emotionally.
Yeah.
And I'm just saying that it's an isolated incident. We're talking about Puerto Vallarta like it's the only quarantine breaking that happens. People are going to each other's houses.
Underground New Year's parties.
Yes, underground New Year's parties. It's just like, this will never end. And it's disappointing to see, I guess, members of our team, the gay community.
They ain't my team. But okay. So one thing
I do have a list of names.
You do. Yeah.
I got the party list. I got the email list. The people who are getting tackled by police at the airport for being at the Capitol. Oh, yeah. I want that to happen to the gays coming home from Puerto Vallarta.
I know. Well, I recently discovered that gays over COVID Instagram or whatever.
Yes. Yeah. And the circuit gays are issuing a reward for revealing that person's identity. The circuit gays want that person exposed because the circuit gays are saying that COVID over gays over COVID. I want to start the account COVID over gays. And it's just us dressed as germs being like, oh, why do they have to be so in your face about it? They want, if you guys don't know, there's an account that just takes screenshots exposure of people's Thanksgiving where it's just a bunch of people in a room.
Yeah.
I mean, I bought my mom this house. She moved in January 1st. I wanted to go there and watch her move in. Mm-hmm. And I knew it was the definition of non-essential travel.
Yeah.
And I called her and said, I can't go.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just saying, if we all made similar sacrifices, we could get through this faster. It's not even rocket science. It's actual science.
It is exactly. This is not right. Yeah. It's actual, understandable, pretty reasonable science. Also, in the age of technology, I mean,
which we know a lot about.
Yeah, mama.
Yeah. People don't know this. You have a bionic arm.
I have a bionic arm, and my leg is a computer.
Unfortunately, it's like a 1998 it's a Windows. Dell. It's a gateway PC.
It's an iMac from 98.
It's a Palm Pilot.
Yeah. So a couple of things. Being an introvert, I'm more inclined not to be so affected socially, psychologically about it. But then also having access to so many forms of technology that you can be in instant visual proximity to loved ones and whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I know you need to get your jerked off, right? People need to get a hand job. They want to fuck something.
Mm-hmm.
They want to kiss and rub up on something.
Mm-hmm.
Get a leg. Look what I did. I order Amazon legs.
You
want to
make more money? Get a leg. Get a leg.
I'm not joking. When I put the feet underneath the couch, It's
with the toes sticking out.
Toes sticking out. Sometimes I prop them up. Sometimes I prop them down. It's a different vibe. Uh-huh. But each vibe is less lonely. Sometimes, and guess what? Guess what you don't get very much in quarantine? Scared. That's a valuable experience. I put the heads out in different places and forget. Oh my God, people are here. People are here. Yeah. People are here. No, they're not.
They're not.
You trick yourself.
You trick yourself. I will say, I've been in your studio and I've turned the corner and seen, let's go with a men's bust with a wig on. And I've gone.
With the shoulders really sell it.
And it had a wig on. It had a male full head of hair. So I knew it wasn't us.
Yeah.
Yes. I said, are you the beautiful that I've heard so much about? Hello, sir. Hello.
I got a whole family. Three more just came the other day. And it's, I was thinking, America's Next Top Model. Do a little spoof. Do a little spoof.
Why not?
Yeah. America's Neck Top Model.
Let's see what the audience thinks.
Yeah, yeah.
Have you seen that video?
The audience video?
There's a server and the people at the table are complaining that the food wasn't good, but they've eaten all the food and they're streaming it. Like, look at the server. And the server just goes, I mean, let's see what the audience thinks, and holds the empty plate up to the Instagram Live.
Incredible.
It's really fierce.
Incredible. So back to public shaming of certain notable figures of COVID.
Not that what they've done, they're not out killing people.
Well, see,
but
they are not taking a knife and murdering.
No.
No. However, it seems to be a very common misconception about the seriousness of that behavior, in that, well, I don't care if I get it is one sentiment.
Yes.
Because I'm young, I'm whatever.
And I want to acknowledge that gay people are often made to feel like their lives and their bodies don't have a lot of value. I want to say that maybe some of these people do have some baggage that they don't think that their impact on others or their impact on their own health is important enough to consider. And I know that this is like kind of an isolated incident, but this is more of a general thing in general. Like, we could have been through this. Look at Australia.
Yeah. Or New Zealand.
Look at China.
Yeah.
We're only here. Like, I mean, you and I have been, let's be honest, in some ways largely affected. Our tours have been moved.
In some ways.
Our tours we should have been touring all year this year.
Our lives, I'm not complaining. I'm just, because I'm very fortunate to have other revenue streams.
Well, that's what I mean.
Yeah.
We are lucky to do this. We can do, was built to be green screen. We can cheat it.
But still, that has not been hassle-free.
No, we're miking ourselves.
Miking ourselves. And I'm sorry, this is, I'm not to like complain. I can't mic myself.
She can't. Have you noticed in the new episodes?
Ridiculous.
She's being dubbed. It's Millie Bobby Brown.
Listen, it is a comedy of errors when I try to mic myself. But no, our lives are hugely affected. All performers were. And, you know.
I want to acknowledge that, of course, we are employed. We can pay our bills, which I know is more than a lot of people can.
Absolutely.
I mean, I understand.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But it's just so hard to not lash out when you see these very public displays of who cares.
Yeah.
I don't have a responsibility to anyone around me.
What about the people, the people who are like, also, I just think about the time, the months past, the months and months and months and months of like staying at home, not going out, people going stir crazy, people not being able to work. And then all of a sudden, when you decide that you're over it, it's all for nothing. Because they could negate all of that. I mean,
these are people who take prep every day, but God forbid, we'll still get to the country where, I mean, Mexico's not doing better than us. They have equally overflowed hospitals.
Yeah, it's not Atlantis. It's not like some magical place.
Yes.
And also, girl, who the fuck cares?
For a circuit party?
For a circuit
party? We're acting like they're going to the Olympics. We're acting like they're going to see a presidential inauguration or the death of a loved one. Mary, it's a speaker. Yeah. It's a speaker with a fanny pack.
With shit-ass music and the same motherfucking kind of stupid, boring muscle person to stick your weenie in.
The person that lives at home. This is where...
Nothing happened. I almost dropped the board.
Okay. This is where people from, I mean, it's like, I don't love the what is it called? New York. Not Palm Springs. They go to the island.
Fire Island.
Fire Island.
Yeah.
They go to the Fire Island. Mm. These are people who live in the same zip code as one another, going to a new zip code to fuck.
No.
Mary, you live in the same block.
Shit. And you no, can, if, Yeah. No offense to the lovely people of Mexico, but y'all ain't that special. And also, you're 2 hours away. There's nothing in Mexico that is like, in this Mexican resort town that is so incredible, so outlandish, so exotic. I mean, I'm trying to think if...
Not to mention, you could be bringing diseases to these communities.
No shit. Probably are.
You're traveling there.
Yeah.
We've all been tested. I mean...
And what are you going there for? Probably to get dozens of loads up your nasty ass. Which is not, like, in itself, I'm not... That's not the value judgment. It's just the social... distancing or lack thereof that I'm talking about.
I don't want to say I'm bashing circuit parties because I've worked them in my life. I've worked them.
Yeah.
I've never gone to one for fun. And maybe I'm being like an ugly goon goblin. Because maybe the hot gays who go to the circuit parties would look at me and go, of course you'd have a terrible time.
Because your nobody body, would look at you.
There's no currency. You have no value. No one's going to look at you. But if that is not worth doing this for. I would say that the gays having 10 people over for Thanksgiving is a smaller crime than travel to a party.
Yeah, I mean, that because that's...
The same way, like, anytime one of us gets Postmates, it's sort of a crime. There's a lot of small ways to break quarantine that we're all guilty of. Mm-hmm. Maybe I've gone and gotten the mail without my mask on, or like, you know.
Sure, yeah, absolutely.
When I jog, sometimes I take the mask off if I don't see anyone around.
Right.
I guess I just don't know how to reconcile with like this level of irresponsibility and also this level of pushback. Like, so what?
That's what's fascinating to me. The either the denial, the deflection, or the gaslighting.
What about some of these people being nurses and doctors?
Oh, Mary. Well, it's funny. Months ago, I read an article about what was going on in Moscow, and doctors. There was this bar, crowded bar that was open, and there were doctors in there, and they were like, "Listen, sorry. Life can't just come screeching to a halt."
They're actually just denying it. It's called dying.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's insane. I mean, I cut myself in the kitchen the other day. And it was
just to feel. Just to feel something.
No, I cut myself off. I was talking and they just talked to myself.
I was with Eureka and she said, "You know, people make fun of my weight and sometimes I cut myself a piece of cake."
Well, the thing is, like, I mean, you know, I cut myself, it was bleeding a lot, and I did that thing. I was like, oh God, is this a stitches thing? And then I was like, well, regardless of it, I'm not going to the hospital. Not in LA. Hi.
No, we're going to take a break.
Yes, we're going to take a break.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Dua Lipa.
You know, when I play my music to people who I really respect or look up to, then I hear my songs in a different perspective.
Cardi B.
I know what it feels like when you feel like everybody turned your back and like, don't ever think it's because you did something wrong.
Harry Styles.
I feel like I'm falling more and more in love with making music each time I get to do it.
You know these artists for their songs, videos, and epic performances.
But they have so many stories beyond their fame.
That's what we're here to share with you on the Spout Podcast.
We sit down with some of the biggest names in music.
And along the way, our guests reveal stories that even their biggest fans may have never heard before.
Check out the Spout Podcast to hear famous people spout off about more than what they're famous for.
And find out who's spouting off next.
Wherever you get your podcasts.
And we're back.
We are back.
Anyway, I guess what are some, let's try to throw out some strategies for people. Instead of flying to Mexico, instead of having Thanksgiving, instead of visiting your mom.
Well, okay. So, okay, let's break it down. So
we got the feet.
Family and friends are two different social networks that, you know, a lot of times people really miss their family. People really miss their friends. Sometimes people don't give a fuck about their family. But if friends are, I would say, more important. You know what I mean?
Gay people especially.
As important, if not more important. We got FaceTime. We got Skype. We got Zoom.
We need to bring back cyber. Yeah. ASL. Cam.
Yeah. Let me tell you this. The sex thing, mama, I got zero patience. I got zero patience for it. No, for sex parties, being promiscuous, all that stuff. That kind of thing, that level of social distancing. You need to fucking get acquainted with the fine art of bringing yourself to orgasm.
To bring yourself to climax.
Yes, because guess what? There are so many ways, there are so many avenues, and there are so many outcomes, all of which are fantastic.
I'll get in the hot tub, and I will electrical
you will
tape.
Know me, Mac-
I will
you will know me Malone tape. Yourself.
Yes, I will electrical tape my clit to that massager. And it's over.
Listen,
for America.
Do for it public for the health. World. Do it for Dr. Fauci.
And honestly, if you are going to, this is kind of, okay, in season 7 of True Blood, when there's the infected vampires with Hep V.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And they're like, every healthy human and healthy vampire pair up. You walk home for safety and then feed the vampire.
Yeah.
You need to get a trusted neighbor who's like, let's both splurge on a COVID test. Let's go to the Dodger Stadium or whatever. Yeah. And then we can just get it on with each other and promise to COVID fuck pod.
It's a fuck pod. Fuck pod. Yeah. Fuck pod. And absolutely. And then that's doable. Like you and I work together enough that like it's, you know, if one of us, I mean, we have enough, we have little social interaction that is all very traceable. Like, so if one of us were, came out with COVID, the contact tracing process could be very easily implemented. Quarantine could be enacted. It's not going to be a giant event or, you know what I mean? The impact could be low. I just don't get it. I don't get it. And I've actually talked to people who have gone to these, to PV and like, and I'm like, I've heard about the parties.
PV Herman.
HPV. It's like, why? And I can't get a good answer. I was like, I would go down there. I would consider, stealthily going down there if Simone Biles was doing the Olympics and was going to murder President Trump live. You know what I mean? Like that's
if Gabby Douglas was going to crush President Trump's head like a grape using her
balance
thighs.
Yes.
I will risk my life.
Absolutely. Yeah.
But it's just been so embarrassing because it's one of those things where, wow, we are truly what the world thinks we are. We are the most selfish.
Supermodels? Oh, yep.
The most selfish. Mm. Like, my actions don't affect the many. We all fear socialism, but like a touch of caring about other people right now. Oh my God.
It's wild. I mean, the
my boyfriend has been in Palm Springs for 2 months. I miss him, of course, but I'm like, if you don't have work to do in LA right now, it's safer for you to not be here.
Yeah.
It's just safer to get out.
I mean, you gotta just like, it's a hard time for everybody. Nobody's having like, nobody's living on easy street right now.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, people who don't know how to adapt during this time are having it worse.
Yeah.
Get in touch with the fact that you probably are going to have to talk on the phone and FaceTime more than you think.
Yeah. Learn, get a Harby.
Harby fully loaded.
But these are people who, these are, although I suspect perhaps wrongly that these are the type of people who don't have or want hobbies.
Herbies. Their hobbies is drugs and sex.
Yeah. They're like, I want to pop a pill. I want to dance to the most ridiculously crap music. And then I want to take my shirt off.
I just want to ask like, and I don't want to hate on hot people because I am hot in many circles. You know, many circles.
Which circles are these?
Soapy circles.
Soapy.
Slow soapy circles on my breast. I'm very hot in many circles. And, you know, in some cultures, even, you know, very hot in some cultures.
Yeah, extremely hot. Sizzling,
cultured
scorching.
Sour cream.
Yeah, I was going to say yogurt cultures.
Cultures, yes.
Active cultures. Yeah.
You know, when they do a swab and they do a culture to see if there's an infection, that's me. That's
wait,
my
quick,
culture.
Quick. Did you get the nose, the way up there? For the,
yes, it happened right there. This stool that you see before you, $5 from Goodwill, right?
Yeah.
I put it over there. The man came in. I said, hello. I sat down. He put it up my nose, and it was the deep swab, right?
That's what I'm talking about.
The deep swab.
Yeah, deeply.
And he said, this is the deep one. So, and I'm like, yeah.
Mama, born in the game.
At this point, my nose is just a hole, sir. Just a hole, a cum dump.
What did it?
He put it so far up there that he braced my back of my head on my hand, and my instinct was to fight it. And he went, nope, and pushed my head down on it. And it was so bad. And I thought, I don't know if I can get this again.
The brace, that just made my skin, it shook me to the core.
There was a drag race queen who said that she was getting nose raped. And she had to apologize.
Okay.
That's all I'm going to say. That's all I'm going to say. She said that the COVID test was a nose rape and people were like, this is over the line. That's all I'm going to say.
I would say nasally assaulted. Yeah. You know, say that. Oh my gosh. Well, I mean, listen, and I think that the
what's your strategy, Ben? What's your strategy, Ben, to maintain such poise?
See, the thing about poise, elegance, and calm is just woven into my nature.
Right.
So it doesn't really involve anything strategic. It's more of an natural unfurling of my genetic qualities.
There is no situation that catches your beauty truly off guard.
No, because when you have the kind of beauty that runs so deep and it is so multifaceted.
And you've weathered so much.
Well, weathered, I'd say.
The weathered girl. The weathered girl. She's the weathered girl.
Listen, I always have I'm always navigating a maelstrom of self-induced trauma. So no matter what happens outside, it doesn't really matter.
It's been a weird time on this pod because we're so many weeks in and I don't think we've really once truly mentioned that we're doing this in the middle of, you know, when we signed up to do this podcast, we thought we would be glamorously
rolling into the studio.
I thought I would lay down my coach bag I don't have.
Exactly. I was like, I'm going to bring a purse. Don't ever carry one, but I'll bring one.
And I would go, we've got 40 minutes to get it and I'm out of here. But instead, yeah. It's been us meeting up at my house to plug in all these cords and talk to my computer.
Yeah.
And it's fine. It's lovely. It's fortunate.
I had in my head, and I spatially I had it all mapped out for some reason. The guy behind the board, you know, with a beard always.
I thought a straight guy. I thought somebody that we could come in and drag once in a while and make.
Give him a little chub. You know, chub him up a little bit once a month.
Maybe show a little leg. Put on the. Yeah. I put on you know, my hot look.
I have to take off these headphones. I'm so hot. Breasts out. You know, stuff like that.
I put on my sexy look.
Yeah, yeah.
The patent leather orange brunch boot. With my the yellow fishnet.
Yeah, and a mushroom cut.
And a mushroom cut. And earrings that say, that bitch.
Oh. And I might say, trust no bitch.
Yeah, sorry, fat bitch. That's what my earrings say. Fat bitch. Have you explored any different body types during COVID?
I told you I got the legs. I got the feet.
No.
I've been pretty.
This has been a really exciting time for people to let out a few inches emotionally and physically.
I love this. And I'm a person who doesn't have, I don't worry. I'm grateful. I've never worried about my weight ever. It's never really been an issue. Many other things are issues.
It's been an issue for us.
Let's
just say you got bigger fish to fry.
Thank you. That's exactly what I'm trying to say.
You don't go to the doctor and they give you physical. They don't spend too much time on the number on the scale.
Yeah. We're not really concerned about the scale. Ahead. We're about the fumes that are emanating from your sizzling corpse.
So your skin is gray. Did we want to touch on that?
Yeah. So the weight, not concerned about. The no pulse is an issue.
The way that an entire layer of skin just fell off your lip. Are you drinking water at all?
So the one thing that I like hearing about people's journeys with, like, because I'm fascinated. I've never been like, I'm bored, so I'll eat. That's never been me. I'm bored, so I'll cook and cook and cook and eat and eat. I've got friends who, this guy, he's gained 50 pounds, 50, of muscle.
And like, interesting.
I mean, not all muscle, but he's become this very bulky guy. Sexy.
He's turned
sizzling, hot. And I don't like skinny people. My preference is not skinny minis.
Oh, yeah. I'd rather have extra pounds than very thin.
Always a little extra rather than not enough.
Yeah.
No.
And I feel for especially men, because I think in women's beauty standards, skinny is always better. And in gay men's world.
Well, skinny
world,
is always ideal.
Yes.
That's another thing, though. How can that change? It's fashion.
Now, when we address this, we're addressing the fascist regime of women's standards being pressured on them. We're not attacking women.
No.
But
fashion.
When women go to the gym and they use the cardio, never touch a weight because they're afraid, what if a man sees me being strong? We need to reprogram.
Yeah.
We've talked about this. To me, the perfect body is when I think of Gal Gadot or Jennifer Lawrence or these characters in these films that just look beautiful, but athletic.
They could run around the corner, pick something up and throw it.
Yes,
they
these women
to.
Can yeah. run and eat meals. And
they're also, those two women you mentioned are also impossibly gorgeous. But
gorgeous.
I'm curious about how.
Gal, it's lighting.
Huh?
Gal's lighting.
Yes.
It's all lighting.
Just all lighting.
I saw her in overhead fluorescent.
Dog.
John Malkovich. John Malkovich.
Jennifer Lawrence.
Jennifer
Jeffrey
Lawrence.
Jeffrey Tambor. I was just this is obviously not a question to ask and answer in under 5 minutes, but I was just wondering about that the other day. It's how the fuck can because it really originates, I feel in his the fashion world.
You and I have a lot of influence, and I think it starts here.
All right, I'm going to gain 100 pounds.
Women of the world who listen to this, eat the food you want.
But then, but here's the thing though. Individually, there's not, it's a collective problem that needs to be attacked from the locus of that, which is, I feel the fashion world industry.
Yeah.
Stick bodies.
We've
walking
seen
down
some
the runway.
Big
stick
yes.
bodies. And that's it.
I mean, of course, when we see people like Lizzo getting to enjoy custom red carpet fashions from these designers, it always moves the needle. I just want to see more.
I want to see more. And also, I'm tired of the excuse, especially, and this trickles down into Drag Race quite a bit, especially recently in the last 5 years or so. It's that kind of, this person simply having a body that's skinny being praised for being couture just because of the body type.
Well,
do you know what I mean?
Yes. I mean, I don't know when this episode comes out, but I have had the privilege of seeing a lot of this season ahead of time because of the pit stop on the RuPaul's Drag Race YouTube channel. Mm-hmm. And there are some queens where they're like, I don't sew. I don't know what I'm going to do. And it's like, well, you're 70 pounds. So when you strap that little fabric around yourself and you walk, they'll say it's fashion. But if somebody a size 18 did it, size 20,
you're sloppy.
They'd be like, you really just put fabric on. This looks awful.
Right.
And it's something that's not addressed because it's such a big thing. How would you begin to address it in a critique on a TV show? You know what I mean?
I think it needs to fucking start being addressed, there's a lot of gradations and levels from Gigi Good or Naomi Smalls, and I'm not singling them out being villains or whatever, but I'm saying that skinny, skinny body type and the big girl. There's a lot in between.
There's
a lot in between.
Yes.
But you're either couture or you're the big girl.
Yeah, time think for of a big like girl a Tina Burner. She's not a big girl. She's not 20 pounds.
No.
And that's not even a body type that's mentioned.
Right.
But that's what probably most people look like.
Yeah.
Somewhere in that middle.
Yeah. And I think with Drag Race, when the aesthetic ideal skews more often than not towards haute couture, which Mary, I never knew drag to be couture. I mean, I know it is now, but
I only did because every time I put something on,
they're like, did John Galliano make that for you, baby?
I don't know. There's a runway show this evening.
I don't know.
And I'm just in my room in a clown wig and an Amazon swimsuit. I'm sorry. I'm sorry to give everyone boners on this night.
Oh my God. Did you break your pants? The inseam? long story short, I want to harbor. We need to stop focusing on women, girls and drag queens' weight and start focusing on their dicks.
Yes. And also, I hope that in COVID, with people exploring various amounts of fitness or letting themselves be this new body type.
Yeah.
I hope we all come out of it a little more enlightened.
I hope so.
All this time at home has made people be like,
yeah,
well, I'm going to let myself be that Hungry Hungry Hippo for 2 months.
Yeah. Or how about this? I'm going to enjoy and nourish my body in the way that it, this particular moment calls for. And then when I emerge, period.
Yes. It's 3 a.m. I want to eat 4 bowls of cereal.
It's not
I went to an office tomorrow, I might not, but I don't have to, so I'm going to. And I hope that people are able to use this time to swing that pendulum and kind of land somewhere where they feel really healthy.
Yeah. And also not to have to like numbers, it's not a triumph or a failure. I mean, I don't know.
I mean, I gained in the beginning of COVID probably 10 pounds.
Did you?
Yeah. Probably 10 or 15 even.
Okay.
And now I'm back down to thinner than when I started. But honestly, it's only because I've had so much free time and downtime to like...
to run and stuff.
Yeah, and just think about like, I've just been trying to use this time to reprogram what's my... I guess, how do I say this? What's my relationship with food and what's my relationship with exercising and what reasons with each produce the most natural results for me?
Gotcha.
Eating if I'm hungry, exercising because I want to.
Right.
Not exercising because there's a gun and there's a skinny costume I'm trying to fit.
Right, totally.
And it's been a lot more successful for me, but I know that that's not for everyone.
No, I was always taught this is that food is your friend. You eat to live, and then also that there's no point in exercising unless it's an enjoy. It has to be an enjoyable activity, or else it's just a level of self punishment.
Yes, totally.
You know, and there's so many I don't want to talk about exercise, but there's so many different ways you can.
But exercise isn't
physical activity.
When you think of it more about what you feel afterward and less about what you look like afterward. It becomes more about meditation and self-care
than aesthetics. You can't do the aesthetic. The aesthetic is a byproduct, and you have to let go of that. Of course, it's going to be in your mind.
Yeah.
But if that's the primary goal, good luck to you.
I mean, did you start doing, when you were doing good yoga all the time?
Never. No.
It never occurred to you that it would have bodily changes?
No, absolutely not. But I've always been more interested in what I can do than what I will look like.
We've been interested in to see what you could do as well. We've been waiting.
Listen. But like, and also with yoga though, I'll show you a still photo of the body of a person who can do a one-armed press piked handstand down and up, down and up, down and up. Nobody can do this in human beings. It looks like Bob Regular.
It's like big people. Bob big Regular. People are extremely strong.
There is no exact correlation. And let me tell you something else. These bodybuilder types, they can't raise their arms.
No.
They can't bend in half. And they can't, a lot of times, can't do like intermediate everyday like activities.
Yeah. I've been doing this like running plan. And then one of my like trainers that they say in the ear, it's like so cheesy, but I've started to drink the Kool-Aid so fiercely. She'll be like, when you're running, remember, your smile is your wings, so let's fly. And I'm out there running and smiling like a crazy person. But you know what else they've said in the ears that I take to heart?
What?
Moving like this is a privilege. Anytime Absolutely. You can move your body, it's a privilege, and it's going to be something you can't do forever.
Ever sprained your ankle? Ever broken a bone? Ever, you know, like lost a limb?
Yes.
I've often thought that when I was in like the bliss of like a yoga flow class, like you get like,
it's a like, privilege.
It is ecstatic. It is a religious experience. And you're like, I can't believe I'm allowed to do this.
And I'm self-employed. Many of us are some version of self-employed right now. You're at least at home doing responsibilities.
Yeah.
Or Eden's here. Hi, Eden.
Hello, Eden.
Eden, one of the top bitches at Trixie Cosmetics is here.
Yes. Recently tested negative for COVID. Tested positive for being a bitch.
Our cool bitch. In her office, she has a pink sign that says, what does it say? Girl boss.
Not the girl boss. It's the girl boss for me.
It's the girl boss for me, sis. What else did they say? They say all kinds of crazy shit.
Smile as the wings that is deranged.
It smiles your wings. So let's fly, baby.
I love that.
Yes. Moving is a privilege. Moving like this is a privilege. Yeah. Also, if you're self-employed in any way, going for a walk, going for a jog, swimming, whatever.
Yeah.
It's one of the only times in the day you do something for yourself with no one else, for no one other than yourself. The benefits don't have dividends in other areas.
Oh, Mama,
it's just for you.
My whole life is like that.
You're like, let me hold it right here. I only do something.
From But well, did we talk about beauty?
And ultimately, it's all about getting hot. So when you do go to PV, you can get plug, honey. Fucking opened up. Gash exploded.
You need to park that COVID truck right into this nasty garage.
I want that fucking thing. I want my hole to fall out like a squid on the sidewalk.
Yeah, you want to switch on Unsolved Mysteries and see your gash laid bare.
I want to be walking naked, and I want my asshole to hit the floor, and someone go, "Did you just drop 16 pounds of raw meat?" And I go, oh, that was mine. Oh, PV.
Did an CMPV, Indiana Jones baby. Trap door just open up? Oh, no. That was my a-hole.
My gaping hole. Right. I guess what the point of this episode is to remind everybody that this is all temporary.
But guess what? Everything is.
Everything is temporary. But that shouldn't. That could be what the PV gays are saying. Yeah. So what? Well, we're all going to die.
Yeah, yeah. But it's everybody. But also, if you do make a mistake, a mistake like this,
don't double down.
Don't double down. Don't deflect. There is value. And listen, you don't have to take advice from me. Certainly, I'm not fucking the Dalai Lama, but I am not the Dalai Lama.
She's a llama.
I'm fucking the Dalai Lama. But it doesn't really help to deflect, deny, or to gaslight. You can say you're sorry. Or, you know, or just say nothing.
Yeah.
But listen, don't take it. Don't,
so I
don't,
guess what I'm really saying is, Michelle Visage, when you're ready to apologize for going to Puerto Vallarta, we're waiting. Yeah. And I don't know. I think this is all going to go by in the blink of an eye in the grand scheme of your life. And the only thing that you can quantify is what you leave this experience with. And there's a lot of ways to pamper yourself and leave with something.
Yeah.
Instead of leave with things you're going to be ashamed of.
Yeah. Especially if when you're like, you know, if you're in the fortunate position to kind of to have some time for reflection.
You know what I've thought about?
What?
Am I going to have to at some point remind myself not to be afraid of people? Do you know what I mean? Am I going to forever be on a jog and see a person and go around them? Am I going to think 6 feet forever? Am I going to second guess every social interaction forever?
I mean, if this happens, if this goes on for another year, yeah, it's going to be weird. Yeah. I mean, I'm already not big on crowds. Like, I prefer to be on the stage alone.
Yeah.
And when it's a crowd, you know what I mean?
And we don't even prefer that. The audience doesn't even want that. No. Anyway, protect yourselves.
Yeah.
Protect each other. Call your mom and call her safely from a distance.
And rub it.
Rub it out.
Rub it out. Here's
Flick
the goal.
That beam.
Here's the goal. Here's a quick goal, and it's very doable. I've done it myself. Give for those with a prostate, make yourself come without touching yourself. You can stick something up in there, but try to get to the point where you can actually achieve orgasm without touching yourself.
Fellas, do you like good juicy prostate? Yeah.
Get yourself a plug. Let me tell you,
fellas, is it gay?
Is it gay?
Is it gay, fellas?
Because I'm telling you, that happened to me. I did it. It was wild.
Did you live?
Transcendent, literally.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyways.
And there's no shame attached. There's no social responsibility there.
Nothing. You don't even need the internet, mama.
T.
T.
Okay. Goodbye.
Bye.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor. You can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish, or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Hey, Drew Scott here. And I'm Jonathan Scott, reminding you that life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance. They can help you get just the right protection at just the right price and help you save when you bundle home and auto. Kind of like Goldilocks and the Three Bears. It'll be just right for you. We love a custom build. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.